This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 1. God's word for you today is Great Physician. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 8, verse 25. And it says, "Then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly." This is the first time in the history of Jesus' life and ministry that he will have to heal someone, anyone, twice. Everyone that Jesus prayed for up until this time had received immediate healing. This was the first time that Jesus prayed for someone and the person was not healed instantly. I can just imagine how it played out. After spitting on the man's eyes, Jesus laid his hands on him and waited for the man to say something, but he did not. This is the same Jesus that people touch and they are healed. He speaks and they are delivered. I think Jesus expected the man to say he was healed. It must have been an awkward moment. Jesus had to break the silence. "Can you see anything now?" This is Jesus, the Son of God, healing someone and having to check if the miracle had happened yet. Mark 8, verse 24 says, "The man looked around. 'Yes,' he said, 'I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around.'" Jesus will do anything to do the miraculous in our lives. God's biggest challenge with us is not, has not been, and can never be doing miracles. God's biggest challenge with us is convincing us that he wants to do a miracle. God is not trying to go to a spiritual gym or trying to be more powerful so that he can do a miracle in your life. God is trying to get you to a place where you can receive the miracles that he has for you. Huge. Jesus laid his hands on this man the first time and asked, "Can you see anything now?" Remember, they brought the man to Jesus so that he could heal him because Jesus had a reputation. He touches you and you're healed. Yet, he held this man, took him outside of the village, but the man was not healed. He spat on the man's face, and the man was not healed. Imagine Jesus' spit and how lovely that would be on anybody's face. He prayed a powerful prayer, maybe, but the man was not healed. Read the Bible. There is nowhere else in scripture that Jesus went through that. Yet, Jesus did not back down. The Lord will never abandon you nor forsake you. He will stick with you until his work is perfected in you, perfectly finished. At the point where the man said he could see men as trees, Jesus could easily have sent him on his way. After all, God had done something for him and he should be happy. Whereas he was blind, but now he can at least see things moving, meaning that he would be able to make his way home and perhaps do some business. Perhaps if he gets opticians involved, he will get glasses to complete the healing. But Jesus did not stop at the first touch. He stood by him until his healing was perfected. Don't you just love Jesus? Amazing. How is it that we think that God will abandon us? This is also a lesson for us on how to stand with people until they get the breakthrough that they need. Read Philippians 1, verse 6. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your commitment to my total salvation. Please help me to trust you beyond the first touch and to wait on you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.